with Hank von Putten, right, at the Mainly Art exhibition. So, Hank, tell me, what inspired you to make this exhibition and why the topic Mainly Red?
Well, this exhibition is a special benefits exhibition for the new gallery from Orville, coming in the visitor center. we want to make a nice gallery there, and it costs a lot of money. So we have to see how we can get this money. So there are more than one exhibitions for collecting money in this way. And I thought that I will also do one for my wife and myself in my own room to support the whole thing. It's a very good thing that there's a gallery for, especially for Orville men's people coming.
So how is this connected to the Nilanjani Visual Arts Project? Is that the actually putting up a gallery for Orvillian artists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, so...
Audrey and Adil and a lot of people is very busy with it. And I think I want also to do something, no?
Mm-hmm. So when did you start yourself making arts? When did you start yourself making arts? And with what kind of art did you start?
When I started to make art, my God, that's a long time ago. I think it was on Ibiza in 1969. I started there to be artist because I was before always interior decorator.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I started to be a real artist. And it was very difficult because the money was always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But since then we managed. And together with my wife, we could enough earn to live.
So was your wife your greatest inspiration when making arts?
Yeah, I met my wife on Ibiza.
On Ibiza. At an art exhibition or
no.
Vacation?
No. Yes, there. I don't know exactly. It goes too far. But we were both very passionate art makers. And then we came back to Holland for some reason. We had to go to Holland back. And I did some freelance work in the interior decorating, and in the beginning, and then later on, I could live from the work, from the selling. It's always difficult to live from your work. No, as an artist, it's really a hard job, but it went okay.
So, Hank, what was your first?
Well, it is very strange that you tell me, that you ask me that, because it is very secret, in fact.
Okay, oh wow. Do we want to keep it secret?
I was in Ibiza and I was experimenting with my elements, and I found a very elemental shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I call now Mother's Chair. That is there, you see?
Ah, it's the one in the front.
Yeah, these are two half cylinders and two quartz cylinders
uh-huh.
connected with each other, which gives a really very good shape. It's very good. Sometimes in geometry it clicks mm-hmm. in one time. I found it in the 70s.
Okay,
in
wow.
the beginning of uh-huh. the 70s. And I'm still busy with that shape.
What?
I make now, of course, more variations, but this shape is very, very...
Unique?
Hmm?
Unique?
Yeah, I think so. It's very simple, but it's very good.
It's true.
I don't want to say it for myself, this is good, but it is almost the best work I made. I think.
Did you ever consider selling
because
it?
Because it... Huh?
did you ever consider selling it, your first piece of art, or no?
Color?
If you ever thought about selling it.
Of course, I sold. I sold lots in wood, okay. in bronze, in almost every material, concrete. Yeah.
And is there a favorite material you work with, or do you take any kind of material?
Well, I like to work with a lot of different materials, and it is for the reason that every piece in another material gives another impact, It's so different if you make something in stainless steel or something in wood. It's absolutely has already opposite, no? But it gives another impression. And that is what I always investigate.
And I mean, here now you have a lot of sculptures, and especially your one picture, we are going to show that on the website so everyone knows what we are talking about, but you have this wooden piece of art.
You mean the firebird?
Is it the fire? Is that the firebird?
This
one.
Oh,
no,
you mean
I'm
that?
No,
this is ellipsomanium, yeah. It's a two ellipses, and there are some, how can you call it, trompe-l'œil effect.
Uh-huh.
It has a very spatial effect, no? But this is another thing. I mean, I make pictures, I make paintings, I make things flat on the wall, and I make three-dimensional things. But it comes together in this way. I have more pictures, more paintings like this, which are almost more spatial, more three-dimensional than the three-dimensional things. Mm-hmm. And this is very interesting.
It is, totally. And when I took the picture, it looked like a UFO.
Because you can see
on the picture
It looks like it's spatial.
Yeah. Wow. So what does your art and your wife's art, like how does it differentiate? Like how is it different? In which way?
How is the difference? Well, the difference is we are two different persons, of course. But it is true. We discussed every art piece with each other. Every part. She gave good names to my pieces, and I also looked deeply in her work. And after the exhibition in Savitri Bhavan, somebody said to me, "Oh, it is so clear that you are a couple. You are working together, or living together, even." And I didn't look to that aspect, but it's true. It's true.
Why is that?
Yeah. Huh?
Why is that?
I don't know. It is. Now I have these pictures on the wall again, out of the plastic. No, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Her work is very nice.
It is. It's here the pyramids, right? On the right-hand side, for example. Here, the ones over there.
Is it
her art? Like the ones that
You mean the bird there?
No, not the birds. I'm like looking up at the three pictures on the right-hand side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
These are not... these are boxes you can stand.
No? Okay.
Because you can put it... you can also hang it on the wall, of course.
Uh-huh.
And we made a little wooden frame around it so that you can be... It looks very nice.
Ah, it's boxes. Okay.
Yeah.
So you both like to play a lot with geometry, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, is red your favorite color?
Huh?
Is red your favorite color? Or why is it mainly
no,
red?
No. It's just... wanted to put... this exhibition with a name which gives some power, mainly red, and the red pieces are coming to you now on the picture. I have also blue pieces, but not so much perhaps. But I think it's nice to do it in this way. But the point is, I cannot show everything. There is a lot of more work, but you cannot show everything in one exhibition. It is not.
So where can we find most of your pieces? Like, so, if you want to see more of your pieces, where can I find them?
Oh yeah, in Holland, but not here.
Okay. Yeah, that's, so I have to fly to
that's
Amsterdam.
A bit difficult, of course. No, I'm absolutely looking for a gallery in India. But you see, Mike, this kind of shapes, geometric shapes, are not so communicative in India. In India, the sculptures are more the gods, no?
Yeah,
the gods, Shiva, and go on. And this kind of sculptures is for an Indian, difficult.
But how was it? You told me before that you had an exhibition in Delhi. So how did Indians the Indian community react?
Well, I was not in Delhi, but the people who were there say that it was very good reaction, very positive. So I think there is absolutely a possibility to find a gallery, but then you have to be there, you have to go there now and to. But you see, I'm already my whole life busy with galleries.
I can imagine.
The galleries in Holland, I have only one left. And the rest, if you are not there, they are not interested anymore. There are artists, plenty.
Of course, and they want to see the artist too, who is exhibiting.
And I had also a gallery in Switzerland and in Germany. But you see, these galleries are not interested anymore if you are living in India. It's too difficult. Only if you start sending things, transporting, it's expensive and difficult.
Did a lot of art, or how did you manage to do that in the earlier days? You have been like for half a year in Amsterdam and half a year here in Orville, or?
No. We lived. We never lived for a long time here, and now we're back to... No. When we decided in 2000 to go to Orville, we went.
Okay.
And we remained here. Some years, I think the second year, we had to go for formal things, to Holland again, only for 1 month, and then back again. No, we decided for Orville, and we...
So you send all your artworks then always to the galleries in Amsterdam?
Yeah, no. My son-in-law has a small gallery in Amsterdam, and he has also the old work in stock.
Okay.
And this is already very difficult, you see, because the stock, it's a big amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs also money. So this is a difficult thing.
Of course.
It's very difficult. And now I produce here again a lot of stuff. Sometimes I think, I get better stop if I make very little things anymore now.
Where's your favorite place to make? Or what? Yeah.
Well, my newest piece is that red one there now in stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
It's made by Orica. I hope tomorrow I get the pieces here to make the finishing. But that took a nice size.
What is her or his or its name?
Huh?
What is the name of the piece?
Interaction. Yeah, it's not so.
Okay.
My wife had always very good titles, but this title is not so good. This Interaction number 2 I had. Interaction number 1 also. Yeah. But this size is nice, but it is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive, and if I am not selling, I cannot work on.
Of course.
That is the point, no? So that is a bit the problem now. I had some money. It is gone now. It's up. It's off. It's finished. So,
it's finished. We need now people for you who are going to buy.
I don't want to be rich, but I only want to sell something
In order to keep going.
Eventually, perhaps, for a cost price, so that I can continue at least. And continuing is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, there's no sense to work, to live anymore.
So where can we get your pieces? Like, in order to see what you offer, and if someone is interested in buying one of your pieces?
No, here, Art on Sunday, no?
Okay, Art on Sunday. So, but is it here also in La Petite Femme, or is it...
Art on Sunday is Petite Femme. From Kula Palayam, the signboards are out on Sunday. I have to renew them because they are a bit bleaked out by the sun. But I think everybody can find it.
Okay. But do you have a website?
Yes.
And what is it?
HenkVanPutten.com.
HenkVanPutten.com. So it's H-A-N-K and then V-A-N and then P-U-T-T-E-N, .com. Yeah. So for everybody now who are interested to buy.
Yeah, and of course, there is also work to see on Artstable.com.
Artstable.
Mm-hmm. Artstable. Mm-hmm. .eu.
.eu, okay, for Europe.
That's for Europe.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So everybody has the option.
And if you look at Art on Sunday, it's also a website. Mm-hmm. You can find also the links to the other website.
So. Yeah. So you have this kind of exhibition now every Sunday between two.
Well,
and
this is this is remaining 2 weeks.
Okay.
This is the first Sunday. And two Sundays more.
Okay, so and it's then, next week, the 20, I think should be 27th, and then probably the 3rd of February.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, good. Then, then we will, or I guess there will be a lot of more people coming. And
It would be nice.
Yes,
and I
show the pictures on the website that they very know good. What we were talking about.
Very good.
So thank you very much, Henk. Is there something else you want to add? Something I forgot?
No, I don't know. I'm always a bit... thriller.
In German?
No, in Dutch.
I know. Sometimes we Germans understand.
Absolutely. I'm a little bit shivering with this kind of things because I think, I'm famous to say the wrong things.
No.
But you I'm famous about it.
Yeah, of course. But I think you haven't. You inspire the people. Thank you so much, Henk.
Okay.
And then have a great afternoon. Thank you.